Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. And today's Wednesday, so it's the day we take what we've been looking at and we see how the Bible's words about that topic challenge and transform our thinking. We're looking this week at why we need rest. And we've already seen some physiological reasons we need rest, that God also gave us rest as a gift at creation and as something that He Himself engages in. But now we're going to see a different reason for rest, and it comes from a little bit later in the Bible, after the Israelite people have just been released from slavery in Egypt and are now just becoming a new nation. We read this in the book of Deuteronomy as they remind themselves why they have the Sabbath. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your ox or your donkey or any of your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. Well, here's a great reminder that rest wasn't just created for God's chosen people, the Israelites, but was part of creation for everyone. So even as God works closely with His chosen people, the Israelites, He's training them on how to function in a world that's much larger. He's training them to take a day of rest. It's called the Sabbath day. He's training them to take that day of rest, and it's not just for them, it's for all of creation. It's for people who work for them and for animals. But there's also this really important connection to slavery. You can hear it right in that reading. It's that the Sabbath day is meant to remind them that they are no longer slaves. And you can see that they're even to treat their servants, people in their employ, differently. They're not to treat them like they were treated when they were slaves in Egypt. In taking a day off from work every week, God is reminding them that they are not slaves. It's like a weekly emancipation day, where they can weekly be reminded in a very tangible way that they are not slaves. They're not just brick-making machines for Pharaoh's pyramids. They are God's created and beloved human beings. The Sabbath was a distinctive, made them stand out from other societies in their day. Was a harsh way of life already. I'm sure if you could work every day, you would, because there was barely enough food to go around and it was hard work to get it, much less to have shelter and all the other necessities of life. And yet, God commanded the Israelite people to take a day off as a weekly visible reminder to themselves and to others that they are not slaves. Well, that might all seem very old-fashioned. We don't have slaves today, at least not in our culture. But we can still have self-imposed slavery. We can be slaves to our jobs, to our money, to our ideas of power and control. We can be slaves to our fear. We can be slaves to a number of things. We can completely give ourselves over to those things and allow them to control us to an extent they shouldn't. Not to treat us with the dignity and respect that's owed to a created, beloved child of God. A form of slavery can still be imposed today as well by an exploitative company or a sex trafficker or any number of ways that people are still enslaved. We still deal with slavery in one way or another. And then, even in imposed slavery, there's a way to announce to the world that we are not truly slaves. That is not all we are. It might appear that way when we work, 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 but then that day of rest is an announcement. It's a proclamation to the world that this is not all that I am. I am not just about work. I am not just exploited by these people. I am a child of God. I am free. Well, we're going to stop there, and then tomorrow we're going to see a little bit more about this topic, but I have a question for you to consider first. How do you break free from the sense that you are a slave to your work? How can you show those you work with that there are more dimensions to your life than just your work? Hope you'll share this with somebody else in your life. Have a great discussion with them. I'll see you tomorrow.